1330 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon. At 12 noon temperature, Rusty, we're at 21 degrees right now.
A little bit above what we're expecting for a high today, but plenty of sunshine as well.
District Attorney Joe DiCecco says the heroin epidemic is continuing to grow in Sheboygan County. DiCecco points out in his annual report that his office issued 256 search warrants last year. 100 were drug-related. Of those, 30 were related to heroin. We asked DiCecco what, if anything, can be done.
I'll tell you, I haven't got a clue. Now almost every drug case, almost every overdose is due to heroin, and it's just flowing into the area from Chicago, from Milwaukee, down what we call the drug highway, Interstate 43.
DiCecco said all they can really do is continue to prosecute the drug dealers and try and keep them off the streets.
A Sheboygan County woman faces 6 criminal charges after she allegedly left her dog to die at a home that was foreclosed upon. 39-year-old Kimberly Fidlin of Cascade is free on a signature bond. According to prosecutors, a mortgage company was checking the house on January 21st when an employee found the 8-year-old Beagle Mix dead. The utilities were turned off, and a broken pipe had caused heavy water damage. Veterinarians said the dog appeared neglected for months and may have frozen within a day after dying. Neighbors were shocked with the revelation.
I couldn't see doing it to any animal, you know, big or small, to allow it to suffer in that way.
Fidlin told investigators she fed the dog just a few days before he died, but she let his condition get worse because she could not afford veterinary care.
Secretary of State John Kerry in Paris trying to mediate a resolution between Ukraine and Russia. Simon Owen is following the story.
Secretary Kerry meeting with his counterpart from Moscow, Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Kerry trying to convince Lavrov to sit down and hold direct talks with Ukraine's acting foreign minister, who is also in Paris. However, speaking before the meeting, Lavrov was sticking to Russia's line that the recent removal of Ukraine's president was a coup. Russia says it doesn't recognize the new government in Kiev. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
2 people killed in a house fire in Beloit this morning are identified as 61-year-old Clint Christensen and his 33-year-old daughter, Jamie. A Rock County deputy coroner said Clint died while trying to shield his daughter from the flames. A third family member, a 60-year-old woman, was in critical condition at last word at a Madison hospital. Beloit police and firefighters were called to the house just before 4 this morning.
Officers arrived on scene initially. There was a person struggling to get out of the residence. They were assisted out of the residence by officers, but the conditions were heavy fire and smoke conditions. There were other victims in the residence.
An investigation continues into both the house fire and the 2 deaths.
Well, snowmobiles are a booming business in Wisconsin's North Woods, especially this year, but it's the best-known place for visitors to ride, and growing numbers of local residents are joining in now. The DNR said snowmobile registrations have grown by 163% over the last dozen years in north-central Wisconsin. For instance, licenses in Vilas County alone have almost doubled since 2002 to more than 10,000 machines.
State Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says Wisconsin has finally escaped a dark economic time. That's after his House approved a $500 million tax cut using a newfound $1 billion budget surplus.
You know, this is a great day for taxpayers. It's a great day for Wisconsin.
One of those voting for it was State Senator Joe Lipom. He said he was pleased to vote for the tax cut package and said the combined property and income tax cuts will save the average Wisconsin family about $700 per year.
The White House is expected to announce another delay in the implementation of Obamacare, allowing insurance companies now to offer health insurance plans that don't meet the minimum coverage requirements in the Affordable Care Act. The administration's already postponed the enforcement of the minimum coverage requirements for certain businesses. And House Speaker John Boehner is joining fellow Republican leaders in calling for a full delay of Obamacare for everyone.
The president's outlined and protected big businesses from problems with Obamacare and mandates on Obamacare. It's time to provide the same kind of relief for American families.
Boehner says it's simply a matter of fairness.
Wisconsin's ban on gay marriage will stay in effect for now. Federal Judge Barbara Crabb of Madison has turned down a request by the American Civil Liberties Union to halt the ban while it's being challenged in the courts. Crabb said the move would have been immediately challenged had she approved it. Instead, she urged the plaintiffs to seek what what she calls a swift final determination of the case and not litigate the matter in stages.
Well, it's the Wisconsin Senate's turn today now to consider letting people smoke electronic cigarettes in places like bars and restaurants where cigarettes now aren't allowed. The Senate Judiciary Committee will hold a public hearing on the bill by its chairman, West Bend Republican Glenn Grothman. He wants to exempt e-cigarettes from the statewide public indoor smoking ban adopted 3.5 years ago. An assembly panel held its own hearing on the bill yesterday.
Wisconsin farmers will soon be able to use drones to get a better look at their fields with the goals of solving problems and producing more crops. One of the state's largest John Deere dealer chains, Richter & Schnell, is teaming up with Precision Drone of Indiana. They'll soon unveil a hexacopter that can take digital images of fields and crops from 400 feet in the air. The new machine will be unveiled a week from today at the EAA grounds in Oshkosh.
And it is Ash Wednesday. It is a time of sacrifice. It's Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent. The next 6 weeks are special, according to John Hoopshire, the Wisconsin Catholic Conference. And, of course, Lent culminates with Easter Sunday, and it's kind of late this year on April 20th. How about that forecast, Rusty?
Partly sunny skies the rest of this Wednesday. Highs, upper teens, maybe some low 20s in places. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 2. Next chance precipitation coming on Friday.
And right now we are, again, at, we dropped a degree. We are at 20 degrees now in the Sheboygan area as we get back to Rush Limbaugh.